Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together.
Well, hello and welcome to the Thrive Through Cancer podcast with your host, me, Susan Johnson. This is your first time to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for trusting me with the next 20 minutes of your day, just to learn a little bit about how to support your child's immune system as we go back to school. Now, if you've been here for a while, I'm so glad you're back. Before we get started, I want to remind you that you can have hope in your healing. You can feel well while fighting cancer, and ultimately, you can thrive through cancer. So back to school is a time of all kinds of mixed emotions. As a mom, we actually homeschool, and so we may experience maybe a few different emotions, but I know talking to my friends, there's the emotion around like, I cannot wait for my kids to go back to school so I can actually get things done during the day and reestablish routine. Some parents actually grieve back to school because of that exact reason. It means establishing routine and their kids being gone. Some parents are just ready to kick off the school year and excited to participate in their kids' activities. So wherever you fall in the midst of that, one of the biggest things that I think we all dread as parents as the school year starts is the bringing home germs and all the different viruses that circle around through the classrooms and through our kids at different sports activities, especially as we put them all back into a classroom together, right? Well, the good news is there are things you can do to actually take a little bit of control over their immune system. And for those of you who have kids that have fought cancer or who are fighting cancer, this is essential. And I know that unfortunately, you know, many kids fighting cancer can't go back to regular school until their immune system has recovered, or maybe they're out of treatment. But that doesn't mean that they don't have siblings who are in school. I'll never forget, we had just gotten out of the hospital. And when my son Kicker was first diagnosed, and we had just gotten out after, I think it was like a 15-day, 20-day stint upon him first getting diagnosed and starting induction, which is part of the beginning of treatment. We get home and immediately he catches a virus. And of course, as you know, chemotherapy suppresses the immune system. And it was just so terrifying because this is all still new to us, right? And I knew in that moment that there were some things that I could do to play a role in keeping him healthy and doing my best to keep him out of the hospital for unplanned viruses and sicknesses. And at the time, my daughter was starting kindergarten. And this was a time in our life where she did go to conventional school for a season. And so I was just like, oh man, we can't play this game, right, with a child that has a compromised immune system. So whether your child has a compromised immune system or not, I know we all want to do our best to help our kids just improve that immune function. And so, of course, you hear me talk all the time about different therapies, starting with nutrition and then essential oils, detoxification, you know, cleaning up your environment, reducing stress. These are all so essential at supporting the immune system. They all play a different role. But I want to go through at least 10 natural ways that you can help your kids stay healthy and strong during the school year, okay? And here's the thing about this is I always like to remind you to be proactive, not just reactive. And so as a reminder, reactive means where when our kid gets sick, we immediately pull out the toolbox, right? We feed them healthy while they're sick to help them recover. We use the essential oils we give them the supplements, but then they go right back into their routine and we stop it. Proactive means we're starting now. There's a saying that the best time to start was a year ago and the second best time is today. And so I encourage proactive support, just being proactive with your health. And here's the thing, maybe your kid is already in school. It doesn't matter. The official start of cold and flu season is November 1st. And so we have some time to really build up their immune system and be proactive. And so everything that I'm going to talk about today are things that you can do every single day. And that's the beauty of natural solutions. The beauty of natural solutions is that you can do them on a regular basis. It's not a medication that can actually drive a reaction, cause side effects, and all of that. So these are daily things, 10 things you can do every day to help your child stay healthy during the school year. So let's jump in. First and foremost, this is a really simple measure. One of the first things that we did when my son was actually first diagnosed to support his immune system was incorporating pure essential oils into his daily routine. And actually, we all used it, my husband, myself, my daughter, and my son. And some essential oils specifically that are really helpful to help support the immune system are tea tree, eucalyptus, clove, frankincense, lemon. All of these are really, really powerful. And the way that I suggest actually using them, the easiest way, is to make a blend. Now, don't worry, you're not going to be some scientific chemist in your back kitchen blending things up and things exploding. That's not exactly what I mean. But you can buy roller bottles. And what I'm going to do actually is I will link in the show notes a back to school kit. I'll put together a little kit that you can purchase and I'll give you a discount on that for all my listeners. And we'll call it the back to school kit. And it will have roller bottles. It'll have some of these essential oils and some of the other things that we're going to talk about today. Okay. But if you get a 10 milliliter roller bottle, you want to put between 5 and 15 drops of each essential oil based on your child's age. And you're going to do tea tree, eucalyptus, clove, frankincense, lemon. These are powerful oils. So put 5 to 15 drops, depending on your child's age. Of course, 5 and under, you're going to do 5 drops. 6 to 10, you could do 10 drops. And then above 10, you can do 15 drops. Okay. Top the rest of that 10 milliliter bottle up with fractionated coconut oil. That's coconut oil that's been processed to stay liquid. You can also use almond oil. You can even use olive oil, but coconut oil is best because it doesn't interact with the aromatic benefits and properties of these oils. So you're going to top it off with the coconut oil that now dilutes it so that it is safe to apply on your child on a regular basis. And the best application place is actually the bottoms of feet. There's a lot of studies that have been done showing that when you apply something to the bottoms of the feet, especially when it's a certified pure tested grade essential oil, it actually gets absorbed into the bloodstream and immediately starts servicing every single cell in your body. How cool is that? Like, that's a really powerful, simple thing to do every single day. So number one, essential oils, bottoms of feet, every morning and every night. Just have them roll 5 swipes on the bottom of each foot, rub their feet together, get into bed, or do that same thing in the morning when they wake up, put their socks and shoes on and head out the door. So that's a really powerful way to support your immune system. You're working at the cellular level to stop the development of anything in the immune system that we don't want. Okay. So number two is immune boosting supplements. This is something, again, these are going to be daily supplements that you can take all during the school year. In fact, we're really rigid with our supplement routine in the sense that we take supplements every single day during fall and winter. Now, come spring and summer, we definitely back off and we don't take as many. But during winter and fall, we are pretty rigid with our routine. And so some of the things that I recommend are elderberry. Elderberry is a natural anti-inflammatory. And I'll link again, remember, I'm going to link some of my favorite things in the show notes, some of my favorite sources of these different supplements. Then zinc. Zinc is a really powerful mineral that we are most often deficient of. And it plays a big role in your immune system and the protection of invaders trying to get into your cells. So the bad guys trying to get into your cells to start havoc on your immune system, zinc kind of acts as like the National Guard at stopping it before it happens. So zinc is a great option. Vitamin C, of course, is wonderful. I always caution against the source of vitamin C because unfortunately, a lot of vitamin C is actually derived from genetically modified corn. So be very, very careful of the source. So a couple of things that I love is there's a brand called TerraSol. Again, we'll link in the show notes. And unfortunately, I don't have any discount codes or anything with you guys, but I love TerraSol Foods. They have a Camu powder, and it's a great source of vitamin C. Camu is actually a fruit from tropical climates that is super, super high in vitamin C. So that's a great option. We also have some chewables that we'll link that are a really healthy source of vitamin C. Garlic. Now, some of you were like, what? How am I going to get garlic into my kids every day? Get creative. This doesn't necessarily need to be a supplement. It can be cooked in your food every single day. Do you make rice? Do you make quinoa? Do you make beans? Do you make meat? Do you make salads? Incorporate garlic in every possible recipe, fresh organic garlic. I can't even tell you how many studies have been done on the potent benefits of garlic with the immune system, with inflammation, with cancer. I mean, garlic is so powerful. It's anti-parasitic. And so a favorite salad dressing that I have actually is fresh garlic, olive oil, balsamic, Dijon mustard, and a little bit of honey, salt, and pepper. Blend it up. It's delicious. Now, I don't measure anything in that recipe. I literally do it all to taste so you can experiment with it. So if you have salads, use that recipe. If you're making rice, chop up fresh garlic, saute it in butter, and then add your rice or your quinoa. Of course, cooking your rice, your grains in broth, bone broth is also a wonderful benefit. So the next thing, of course, is bone broth. This is a natural immune boosting supplement. And yes, it's a food, but listen, I always like to use food when I can in place of supplements, especially with kids. So bone broth is a wonderful support for your immune system because it actually helps seal up the leaky parts of the gut that actually are allowing undigested proteins to get in and allowing the good things to get out. So we want to seal up the gut and we want to help contribute to the integrity of it. And bone broth helps do just that. There's also some amino acids in bone broth that are really supportive of the immune system function. It's also really supportive of cognitive function. And so you can, of course, make bone broth. We'll link a recipe in the show notes. You can also purchase it, and we'll link a couple of our favorite sources to purchase bone broth from. But again, in the winter and fall, making soups, like maybe your kid doesn't want to drink bone broth, and that's okay. Most kids don't love the taste. Make soups. Cook all of your rice or your quinoa, your beans, whatever you're cooking that's more of a grain or legume, prepare it in broth in the place of water. I also like to saute veggies in a little bit of broth. So for example, if I'm making broccoli or green beans or anything of that nature, I'll put like a quarter of an inch of bone broth at the bottom of the saute pan, cover it, and kind of steam the vegetables in the broth. And then I add the garlic, the butter, whatever else we're adding to season it. So bone broth is a great option to help boost the immune system, and incorporating it every day is a wonderful option. And then, of course, probiotics. This is a no-brainer. I think most of you are familiar with the idea of probiotics being good for your health, but this specifically is going to help. What my kids would explain to you that I've taught them since they were little is probiotics fight, they're the good guys that fight off the bad guys. So it's kind of like if you had a military operation happening inside your immune system, the probiotics are the good guys. The bad guys are the fungus, the virus, the bacteria that the probiotics are fighting. So I will link a couple favorite probiotic sources in the show notes, but as a supplement. But for food, some really great options are, there's two brands of coconut milk based yogurt that I absolutely love. Both of these are very alive foods. The first is called Coco Yo, and the second is Coconut Colt. You will even notice taking the lid off that it's almost bubbly. Like you can tell it's like a fermented product because it's alive. Some of them have a little bit of natural sweetener added. You can also add your own raw honey, pure maple syrup to sweeten it a little bit. But this is a wonderful source of probiotic. Now, sauerkraut, truly raw organic sauerkraut, raw organic pickles, those are also great sources. But in addition to taking a supplement and or in place of, try the food source. So fermented foods are a really good source of probiotics. Now, the next thing, so far we talked about incorporating essential oils, talked about immune boosting supplements. Of course, the next thing is stocking up on organic fruits and veggies that are packed with antioxidants and vitamins. And, you know, this is a simple thing we can do when we're going to the supermarket, or if you grow a garden, being intentional about what are you growing or what are you buying that actually plays a role. So rather than just grabbing bananas because your kids like them, maybe you go, you know what, I'm going to actually grab some grapefruit and some oranges that are organic because I know that they can get some vitamin C from these fruits, or some berries. Berries are really high in antioxidants. Of course, make sure they're organic. When you're thinking of buying fruits and vegetables, just think with intention. I think so many times we go into the grocery store, and I'm guilty of this as well, like, okay, what are we in the mood to eat? Or what do I want to buy my kids? When instead we should be thinking, what can I buy that is going to contribute to our health?
Okay, friends, when was the last time you bit into a juicy burger or a perfectly cooked steak and thought to yourself, man, this is the best thing I've ever tasted? I imagine it's been a while, probably because most meat products are conventionally raised, which not only affects the flavor profile, but it really diminishes the beneficial nutrients and minerals. And believe it or not, even products that are labeled grass-fed or, quote, ethically raised to make you think they're higher quality are often finished on grain or in factory farms. This is why I'm so freaking excited to share something with you today that will not only help you avoid the hormones and antibiotics, pesticide residues that actually totally change the taste, but also the health of the meat. But guess what? You could also save nearly $1,000 over the next year on your grocery bill. And the best part? This may be the best tasting thing you have had in a long time. Okay, so what am I referring to? Well, I'm talking about Wild Pastures meat delivery. They provide the highest quality meats, get this, from all small regenerative family-run farms here in the U.S. that prioritize sustainability and animal welfare. Their beef is 100% grass-fed. Their pork and poultry are pasture-raised, something you won't find anywhere in grocery stores, resulting in meats that are not only healthier for you, but also better for the environment. And one of the reasons why our family loves Wild Pastures is that we can opt out of supporting harmful conventional farming practices and instead support small family-run farms without spending a fortune. Guess what, though? The convenience doesn't stop there. They offer delivery straight to your door, so you can enjoy delicious, high-quality meats without ever leaving your house. No matter where you are in the 48 states, Wild Pastures has you covered. Not only is this the most convenient way to get your meat products, but Wild Pasture meats are better for you, as I mentioned, nutritionally. You've learned a lot about that on this podcast. You've got way higher phytonutrient content, antioxidants, fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, proteins, and amino acids. Here's the deal. Today, for a limited time, you can get 20% off every box, plus free shipping for a lifetime, and $15 off your first box. Just simply go to bit.ly/seasonwildpastures. That's bit.ly/seasonwildpastures. Now, if you're interested, don't wait, because this deal won't last forever. And you guys, I am obsessed. Think ButcherBox, but about 100 times better as far as farming practices, organic standards, and flavor. This is our new favorite, and I am so excited for you to try Wild Pastures meats.
And so something you can do is you can actually look up highest antioxidant rich fruits and vegetables. And this is a fun game to do with your kids to make them feel a part of it. So if you look up this on Google, let's say for example, once you look that up, print off a list and have each of your children circle the ones that are their favorites. And then you get to involve them in the process and say, oh my gosh, I love that you love blackberries. I love that you really enjoy arugula or whatever it is, right? And then you can come up with some recipes and learn some ways to prepare those fruits and vegetables and just incorporate them into your daily protocol. So maybe you have berries one day and the next day it's a vegetable that is really high in antioxidants. The next thing is keeping your home clean using natural, non-toxic cleaning products. So I'm not actually saying this in the way that you might think. You might be thinking I'm saying to keep your home clean to prevent the spread of germs. I'm actually reminding you to use non-toxic products to keep your home clean. more so because of the toxic burden that your kids will become exposed to, which immediately suppresses their immune system. So using your Clorox, using your Dawn dish soap, using the Windex window spray, using things like this in your home is contributing to a high level of toxicity within your area that you're supposed to be healing, right? Your home is a place of healing. And when we start using these highly chemical toxic products, it takes an immediate burden it plays an immediate role in burdening our immune system. And what happens is when our toxic burden is so high, your immune system isn't going to fire. Your immune system can't fight because your body is working so hard on trying to manage the toxins. So using clean, natural products to keep your home clean is not only even more effective, it's safer, and it's going to help keep your immune system strong. So here's the deal. Previously, maybe you go and buy a cleaner for every bathroom and every place in your home. Like they sell the toilet cleaner, they sell the bathroom cleaner, they sell the window cleaner, the floor cleaner, the fabric cleaner, all the things. You can actually just use distilled water and white vinegar to clean everything. Not your fabric, but basically everything else. So when you change to natural, it actually saves you money. Now, I don't love the smell of vinegar, but you can add essential oils to it, or we'll link in the show notes. There's two companies that I absolutely love that will clean everything in your home. One is called Branch Basics, and we do have a discount code for that for you. The other is called Abode Cleaning Line, and we have a discount code for that as well. These are two lines, and you can alternate between both of them. I love the Branch Basics laundry options. I love the Abode cleaning sprays and dishwasher tabs. So again, you can pick and choose. You don't need both, but they're so effective. They clean really good. I promise they get rid of the germs and they're non-toxic. Okay. Now the next thing is using a diffuser in your child's bedroom. An essential oil diffuser is a really helpful tool because it actually keeps the air clean and it reduces allergens in the air. So my favorite thing to diffuse at night is frankincense, lavender, and breathe. And here's why. Frankincense helps lower inflammation and is very protective of the immune system. Lavender helps the body get into a state of rest and relaxation to bring your body into homeostasis. And breathe helps increase oxygen in their lungs to get oxygen to their brain. If your child has a cough or maybe they snore, or they have any disruption in their oxygen or their breathing pathways, this is a wonderful oil. So I like to do 2 to 4 drops of each, put it in a diffuser and run it at night. You will notice a big difference in your kids' sleep, even in their behavior, but also in their immune system. Now, the next thing that we always encourage, speaking of rest, is making sure they're getting enough sleep. And one of the things that I understand is more challenging if you have older children is limiting technology, especially before bed and in bedrooms. So we have a rule in our house that we don't allow technology in the bedroom. It's just not an option unless there's a special circumstance where maybe Sayla and Kicker want to watch a movie on her computer. And then we'll make an exception for that. But they know we unplug our Wi-Fi every night before bed and they know no technology in the room. So when my kids have friends over, my kids don't have phones yet. They're 14 and 12. But of course, at that age, a lot of their friends have phones, but they know that when friends come over, there's no phones in rooms. There's no technology in rooms. And the reason for this is I think we can get into a really bad, unhealthy habit of scrolling when we should be sleeping. And as adults, we do this. So how are you expecting your kids not to? The other thing is when you're looking at blue light prior to bed, it's blocking the production of melatonin. Now, blue light is what is put off by computer screens and phone screens, TV even. And so that blue light that you're looking at is actually reducing the melatonin production. Melatonin is a hormone that actually helps improve sleep. So you're stopping that production when you're looking at blue light. So you'll notice less sleep, more restless sleep. So when we can limit technology before bed, it will allow our child to get more rest and give them a bedtime. You're still the parent. You're in charge. It's okay to give your child a bedtime, especially during the school year. We always recommend reading before bed. It'll help them fall asleep. And we've bought, you know, to reduce lights. When you turn lights off at night too, it helps with their body getting into the circadian rhythm of rest. And so we've bought our kids at Christmas every year, because they usually lose them once a year, these little headlamps that they can wear while they're reading at night, or little book lamps that they can clip onto their book and read as well. Now, another thing is, of course, reducing stress. Now, this is a tough one because we live in an interesting day and age, right? But I do think that the stress our kids are experiencing, of course, a lot can come from us as parents, and the stress that we're experiencing, they can pick up on and feel. And yes, we can control that to an extent, right? But there's things that we can help reduce their stress with. Limiting technology is one for sure. The next is actually getting them to get outside and move their body, increasing their exercise regimen. Now, I don't mean to put on a workout video or tell them to go to the gym. I mean, tell them to go ride their bike, go swimming, go play outside, go jump on the trampoline. These are all great ways to get their body moving, and it actually does reduce stress. We know as adults that a lot of people have told us when we're stressed, go work out. It helps reduce stress. It does, because it releases dopamine, which counteracts stress. Same thing with kids. So maybe they're not lifting weights, but they're jumping on a trampoline. So helping your child reduce their stress levels by, of course, limiting technology, but getting them to get into activities like exercise. Now, this is another one. Number 8 would be also helping them reduce their stress through meditation and or prayer. Now, I have to be honest, this is not something that I have implemented on a regular basis with my kids. This isn't something that I make them do daily, but it's something. As we head into this next school season, we're making some changes. And one of the things that we're going to start doing as a family is we're actually going to be going through the Bible recap together. If you haven't heard of it, we'll link it in the show notes, but Tara Lee Cobble hosts something called the Bible recap. And this is my second year through it. It's basically reading the Bible in an entire year, every single day. And oh my gosh, I can't even tell you the gift it's been. So I did it last year and it was incredible. And I am doing it again this year, but come the fall is when we start the New Testament. And so we're going to do that as a family. Now we have the blessing of homeschooling and working from home, so we can do this with more flexibility. But the idea is to start the day off together in scripture and in prayer. It will take about 15 minutes every day. Now, maybe you don't have that option, or you choose not to do that, but instead maybe you encourage your kids every morning before they go to school to sit down and write out 5 things they're thankful for. Or sit down, close their eyes, and practice breathing for 90 seconds. Deep breath in, deep exhale out. These are so simple and they're free. And to teach our kids at a young age these types of practices, oh my goodness. Like, imagine if we were all taught this at a young age, imagine how much healthier we'd be on every single level, right? Now, the next thing, we only have 2 left, is keeping your child hydrated. This is key, and making sure they're hydrated with proper filtered water. Now, of course, I am a big fan of distilled water. I think that's the best type of water to drink. We'll link to an episode I did on distilled water in the show notes. But distilled water, keeping your child hydrated. So here's the suggestion, is you want to give your child half their body weight in ounces of water daily. This is helping flush toxins out. It's helping hydrate their cells, hydrate their tissues. You are made of water. You got a lot of water we have a lot of water in our body. So we need to keep them hydrated. And so making sure they have a water bottle, let you help them pick out a water bottle that they enjoy, that they like. Buy some stickers at the beginning of the year to let them put stickers on their water bottle, ideally stainless steel or glass. You don't want them drinking out of plastic. And so if you let them pick out a fun water bottle, they can decorate it how they want, have it full before they go to school. You know how many ounces is in there. And you say, hey, if you come home and all of that water is gone, you get a special treat. And maybe it's a homemade gummy candy, or it's a little bit of fresh squeezed orange juice, whatever you decide. But keep them hydrated and help them remember and hold them accountable to that. Again, teaching them these daily healthy habits is amazing. And then the last thing I would say is detoxing on a regular basis. Now, we talked a little bit about that in the section where we talked about keeping your home clean. I think that was number four. But detoxing on a regular basis helps remove that toxic burden from their body and allows their immune system to fire. So detox baths, castor oil packs, there's a essential oil like cilantro or rosemary or juniper berry that you can use on their feet to help pull toxins out of their body. But getting them in the rhythm of detoxing, of course, the hydration is a piece of that, drinking their water. But detoxing through detox baths, castor oil packs, using essential oils like rosemary, cilantro, juniper berry are all really helpful at pulling toxins out of their body so that their body can now focus instead of the toxic burden. It can focus on keeping their immune system healthy. So I know that was kind of rapid fire, but just in summary, we talked about 10 ways to keep their immune system healthy. Number one is incorporating essential oils. Number two is immune boosting supplements. Number three was stocking up on organic fruits and veggies that are high in antioxidants. Number four is using non-toxic products in your home, especially to clean. Number five was using a diffuser in your child's bedroom. Number six was making sure your child's getting enough rest and limiting technology use in the room. Number seven was helping reduce their stress levels by movement and exercise. Number eight was reducing their stress levels by meditation, prayer, scripture reading, gratitude journaling. Number nine, of course, was keeping them hydrated. Number 10 was detoxing their bodies. So these tips are going to help you keep your kids healthy and happy this school year. And you as well, of course, it should be a given, but you practice these same practices as well. And with some extra attention to their immune system, we can make sure they have the best possible start as they return to classes. So I hope you guys have a great start to your school year. I'm so thankful for your time today. And check the show notes for all the things we talked about. And you know what? I just am thankful for you. And today, my prayer is that you end the rest of your day with gratitude, with joy, and feeling empowered on how to be the healthiest that you possibly can. Have a beautiful day.
I had to stop us for just a moment and tell you about something that I believe could change the trajectory of your cancer journey. One of the most devastating parts of a cancer diagnosis is the unwanted side effects and symptoms that accompany conventional treatment. We were so thankful during our journey to have a team of natural practitioners who supported us. They supported us alongside our oncology team to help our son mitigate any side effects that we were told were really common, things like neuropathy and neutropenia, nausea, headaches, loss of appetite, fits of rage, you name it. But we were so thankful that he didn't experience very many of these. And the ones that he did, we were able to combat with natural solutions. I put together this Thrive Through Cancer protocol guide to help you and your loved one thrive through your diagnosis by having specific protocols that you can use at your fingertips with products that you can access without a prescription. You guys, it's only $59. There are over 30 different specific protocols for some of the most common yet uncomfortable and debilitating side effects and symptoms. I'm going to put a link in the show notes, or you can go to seasonjohnson.com, choose the shop and resources tab, scroll all the way to the bottom, and there you'll find it. Honestly, I get emotional just thinking about the little bit of power that you will have back in your hands to fight better and support your body with the tools and the resources that God gave us.